بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Regarding the sanctity of the city of Medina Munawwara, a city which Almighty Allah Himself has named Taba, that which is pure. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama Haram, Haram, in the meaning that there are many actions in the city which will not be allowed. The hunting of an animal, the plucking of trees, actions which are allowed out of the city of Makkah Mukarrama, not allowed in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in a similar manner, I have made haram Medina Munawwara. Here the meaning of haram is, I have given it a great sanctity. That actions which a man perhaps could do out of Medina Munawwara, in the city of Medina Munawwara, he should be extremely cautious. Perhaps out of the city he may joke about, in the city he should not. Out of the city he may argue, he may fight for a better price. In the city of Medina Munawwara, there is a certain hurma, a certain sanctity which has been given to the city. Naturally, when a person is unable to do in the city of Medina Munawwara, many of the acts that he would normally do out, there would be a certain level of sabr and patience required. Whoever will live up to this level, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ لَعْوَىٰ الْمَدِينَةِ وَشِدَّتِهَا. La'wa will refer to the hunger. Either Medina Munawwara, due to the droughts that it would have, or in comparison to the cities of Sham in Yemen, which were filled of greenery, enough food, enough beauty, but an individual would stay in Medina Munawwara despite the difficulties of hunger. Washiddatiha, the difficulties out of hunger, meaning perhaps because of poverty, there are better jobs in some other place, but he remains in the city of Medina Munawwara. He remains till the day he dies. For that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will be a witness for him on the day of Qiyamah. In this narration, however, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam now makes it more general. First it was said to the man who remains in the city until he dies. And he makes it more general and he says, La yasbiru ala la'wa il Medina. If there is ever any hunger in Medina, you are unable to get the food that you would require, you are unable to get food that is according to your taste and desire, there will be shiddah, either because of the heat of the city, because of sicknesses that come when a person comes from a foreign land into the blessed city of Medina Munawwara. There will be some severity, some difficulty, but an individual remains patient. He said, no one from my ummah, ahadun, no person from my ummah. He made it so general that it could include even the one who is visiting this most blessed city only for a few days. No person will make sabr on the difficulties of Medina, except that I will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as soon as he came to Medina Munawwara, they found it was a city of fever. Sahaba radiallahu anhum complained regarding the city. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua. He made dua, O Allah, the fever of the city of Medina Munawwara, will you remove it from here and take it to the place called Juhfa. At that time, Juhfa was the abode of the Yahud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would then explain, I had seen in a dream, it was a very dark woman. Her hair was disheveled. I saw her, she was packing up and leaving. I saw her leaving the city of Medina Munawwara. He said, I understood the dream to be that the fever of Medina has now left and it has gone over to Juhfa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, and Allah tabarak ta'ala on the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave great blessings to the city of Makkah Mukarrama. Then he said, I have asked Almighty Allah to give blessings to the city of Medina Munawwara similar to Makkah. And then he said, rather to give double. And an individual will walk in the city of Medina Munawwara, wallah, you will experience the blessings of the city. At that moment, think about it. Once upon a time, this was the city known as Yathrib, a city which was manhus, which no one liked, no one wanted to be. It was a city A person after entering would want to go back to where he has come from. Now with the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yathrib becomes a city of tayyib, purity, a city of barakah, becomes a city that after entering into it, a person does not want to leave. Hafiz al-Bayhaqi, in his kitab Shu'abul Iman, has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, whoever will visit me muta'ammidan, intending by coming to Medina Munawwara, nothing but that he would like to visit me, kana fi jiwari yawm al-qiyamah, he will find himself on the day of Qiyamah as my neighbor. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu mentions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man hajja, an individual who performs hajj, fazara qabri ba'da mawti, and after my demise, he still makes the journey to Medina Munawwara to visit my grave. Kana kaman zarani fi hayati, it is as though he has come to visit me in my own life. And with regards to passing away in the city of Medina Munawwara, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so beautifully said that that individual who has the ability, man istata'a an yamuta bil Medina, whoever has the ability to die in Medina, let him die in the city. Because indeed I will intercede for whoever dies in the city. A sahabi radiallahu an, standing next to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while another sahabi was being buried. So he looks at the one being buried in the grave and he says, bi'sa madja'ul mu'min, that this is a terrible place for a believer to be buried. He did not mean any evil by this. What he meant was that the greatest place for a person is to be buried far from his city, who has died in the path of Almighty Allah. Says, indeed, this individual passed away at home and he is now being buried, having not been martyred in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, terrible is that what you have said. But how can you call this a terrible resting place? Whereas this is Medina, it is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. The man immediately replied, O Allah's Nabi, I did not intend that. I intended that being martyred in the path of Allah and getting a grave there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La mithla al-qatl fi sabilillah. That indeed what you are saying is correct. There is nothing like being martyred in the path of Allah. He says, but remember, this is Medina. Ma 'ala al-ardi buq'atun ahabbu ilayya ay yakuna qabri biha minha. Three times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the surface of the earth there is no place which is more beloved to me for it to be my qabr, my grave, than the city of Medina. Three times he said it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless me and you, how he has given us the chance to visit this most mubarak city. Almighty Allah in his kindness one day grant us the ability that our janaza also be in the city. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.